둘, 셋, 파!
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, for checking out the episode. I do hope you hit that subscribe button if you're not already. You do that, I'll give you three brand new interviews just like this one every single week. New one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. You can grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it as well. Of course, we've had some great guests on lately, including Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. Paul Feig, the Ghostbusters director, is back with the movie Jackpot with John Cena and Awkwafina. Lamb of God's Randy Blythe was here. David Duchovny, Weird Al Yankovic, Samantha Morton, she's playing the Serpent Queen on FX. Talk to the cast of Women in Blue, out now on Apple TV+. Adam Duritz of the Counting Crows, Reggie Watts, the comedian, has a new stand-up special called Nevermind. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, it's a special rewind episode. We're turning the clocks back to 2017 when the one and only Golden God himself, Robert Plant, dropped by to talk about his Carry Fire album. We got to discuss his work with Chrissy Hynde, Alison Krauss, and Patty Griffin. We got to talk about the importance of rock music in his life. At that point, Greta Van Fleet had just came out. So, of course, we talked about the vocal sound alike that was happening there and why he has no plans to ever return to Led Zeppelin ever again. All that's and more. It's a rewind episode from 2017 talking about the album Carry Fire. It's Kyle Meredith with Robert Plant.
Hello, Kyle.
From what I get from you, you're a big music buff. You know so much music. And with all of the influence that's come in here, I'm so surprised that that doesn't get in the way. Does that ever get in the way for you of just all the incredible music out there that you know? And when you're writing a song, you're like, no, that's already done before. That's already done before. Because this record's really original. I don't get that from anywhere on it.
No, I can't think about it like that, really. Because there's no strict... There's no strict idiom at all that we're coming from as a band. We just kind of don't even think about it. We play like that anyway. If we played Johnny B. Goode, it would sound like that, or 19th Nervous Breakdown. It's just the personality of the players and the way we do it is that we're not coming from any particular specific zone of music or influence. It's just a kind of mix of everything that we all individually absorb. It's kind of like it's like being a really cool chef or something, I suppose, or a magician or something, where you can actually, you don't even know that you're leaning towards any I mean, I talk to people, they say, I love that North African rhythm stuff that you do. We always think, that's just part of what we do anyway, because we've been doing it for years and years, so it's just part of the composition of our musical identity, I guess.
With, of course, your past being so tied to rock, but all of these influences being in there, like, how important is that genre to you in this day, you know, rock and roll?
Rock and roll kind of was Jerry Lee and Little Richard and Larry Williams and Fats Domino and, you know, that. What happened in the late 60s, you can't call Big Brother and the Holding Company or Janis Joplin rock and roll. It was something else. And I think that, you know, we followed into the United States following people like Cream and whoever else was around in those days. Herman's Hermits, perhaps? No. But whatever it was, we weren't rock and roll. We were just a band who played some mean stuff, tough, really, really powerful stuff, which was called rock. Mm-hmm. And then when it got into the hands of the misconstrued, it became hard rock. So is somebody going to tell me that, you know, Friends or Battle of Evermore is hard rock? I don't think so, you know. So I find the whole thing, all of it, right the way through from 1968 to now, it's just making music.
But you've got some of those. I mean, obviously, the torchbearers out there. I know the band Greta Van Fleet, of course. Have you heard them? Because that's someone with your throat right there.
Is that the guys from Detroit?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty good. There's a job somewhere for him. But how about Zeparella now then? Yeah, Louisville. Yeah. Look out for Zeparella. I mean, if ever I could see them play again, my goodness. What a front man, woman.
Well, what I've really enjoyed about that music and all the music you've done is, like I said, because you mix these genres. I heard you say something the other day in another interview that you always try to make it slightly erotic, and I thought you're a master of making music slightly erotic, like a gentleman would.
Well, yeah, I'm a gentleman personified, really. I've had my days off, you know, but I'm probably getting, I've seen a lot of summers now, so I gotta, you know, I have to tell it the way it is, in a kind of slightly different way to the bare-chested moments. I wouldn't look quite so cool now. But it's all right. It's good. It still works. Everything still works.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Robert Plant.
With Chrissy, with your newest single, Bluebird Over the Mountain, you've got Chrissy Hynde joining you. How did she become part of this?
Well, it's a bit like when you get involved in a song, you realize that, okay, the song works the way it was. I was singing the whole thing myself, and it's not a long, I mean, the original rockabilly piece, it's like a 2-minute, 20-second piece, and the whole lot can be said and done, and, you know, the stylist gets to the end of the vinyl, and that's the end of it. But we stretched it out and took it into another place, and it needed another voice, and it needed a voice. If the boy was singing to the girl from that era, you know, it might be appropriate to get a great female voice, and really, she really brings the goods home fantastically.
I mean, it's been such a cool sort of turn in your career that these duet partners, I mean, famously, Alison Krauss, and that sort of, you know, sets this new thing in motion.
Yeah.
And with the last record, you had Patty Griffin on there as well. Because I heard, like, the Allison thing, like, was that the moment, like, you went into that not knowing that you could do that, right?
How fantastic was that for me? I can't tell you. And it was also very funny because Allison was very patient and charming. And we were invited to do a tribute to Leadbelly, a big, serious, highbrow moment in an opera house with Harry Belafonte and Clarence Gatemouth Brown and Odetta. And it was a really serious thing going on. So I started talking to Alison about, can we do something? we were kind of thrust together by a friend, a mutual friend. So I said, why don't you come along, let's do a couple of Lead Belly pieces. So we started doing In the Pines, and, you know, black girl, don't lie to me. So I'm singing away, and she's harmonizing with me, and then the next time we did it, I sing it a little bit different. And she said, now, wait a minute, if we're going to sing together, you've got to sing the same thing every time. And I said, oh, I didn't realize that. That's why the Everly Brothers sounded good, because neither of them ever deviated from the part that they got. So she taught me slowly, with my kind of lead vocal kind of approach, she taught me how to yodel. I mean, she taught me how to get it. It was touch and go many times. It was very funny how many times I get it wrong. But in the end, I got into it and I got the groove right, and it sounded like something I'd never done before. And then to carry it on with Patty in the Band of Joy. I mean, Patty Griffin has the voice of an angel, and she has sometimes the delivery of a wild angel. Fantastic to sing alongside. Very, very beautiful voice. I mean, and very emotive songwriter. So those two records were records that I shall be eternally, eternally amazed that I could ever even get my foot in the door to get into that sort of thing. But, it laid the seeds for me to come back to my home country and to take my, to open the box and bring the other guy back out again.
Do you find yourself do you have a wish list of voices that you'd like to work with?
Oh, no. These are the people that, I'd like to make another record with Patty maybe. And Alison and I are always talking about raising hell instead of raising sand. And, I got a collection of loads and loads of songs that could be, fooled around with. But I'm really into writing stuff. And the guys I play with are superlative. They're the greatest guys on the planet. And they're very, very good fun, very silly. It's kind of like a school trip when we go on tour. It couldn't be more charming and humorous. So and to be able to write with these guys and to come out with the songs that we feel very accomplished. I don't see it breaking doors down, but it's at this particular time in my existence. But for me, it is breaking doors down because it's telling me that I can actually move through time and still not repeat myself and not end up like some kind of a one-trick pony, you know?
Well, I know. I think you've proved that over the years, over and over and over. With that said, I ask this with all due respect because you've pointed in the opposite direction here. But, it is that 50th anniversary of that one little band that you were in a long time ago. Mm. There has been some allusion to some surprises this year. But, as you're working with these people, and the same way I'd pose it with Alison or Patty, would you ever see yourself, recording with Paige again?
I believe there's a great sound in Mammoth Caves just down the road from you. It's the deepest underground access for the human spirit in the United States. I spend a lot of time down there. I don't know whether we could get a good acoustic sound down there. No, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't. It's not even within my countenance to imagine it, really. Mm-hmm.
Of course, everybody holds that band so near and dear to their hearts.
Yeah, me too. Nobody more than me. But I don't want to do it a disservice either.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Robert Plant.
I don't want to say that and pass over what you've done here with Carry Fire, though, because, like I said, I have been in love with it. And there's so many interesting moments on here. I catch myself, of course, centering in on those songs, New World and Carving Up the World Again. Because, with New World, was that about the Syrian refugees? Did I read into that wrong?
Well, it's about everything everywhere, really. I think it's just as much about Lakota Sioux and the Comanches in Fort Sill, Oklahoma,
I look at Carving Up the World Again, and you're a world traveler. I know you do it for business and for fun. And don't you just want to shake people in charge? Mm. And make them see the individuals and not the faceless group?
Well, first of all, I'm not in business. I'm in bliss. I've been very fortunate to be able to pursue what I love and still give it my whole attention. And, of course, since I was ever able to be aware of stuff going on, there's always been a story that's appalling. Empires, colonial systems, extortion and taking advantage of people, you know, a bow and arrow against a Gatling gun or whatever it might be, whatever the motive behind it is, whatever their motives are, it's all deplorable. And this is the human kind.
And there's several moments on here when I thought these could be love songs to a relationship as much as they could be a letter to the audience. I got that from the May Queen. I got that from Carrie Fire.
If you were to sit at home and you were writing about everything that you see and you see the intimacies between people and between yourself and your in your world, I'm very fortunate that I have very active time with people, a lot of energy, a lot of, you know, activity between creative people. And then I have a lot of time when there's nothing happening but me and my dog and the Welsh mountains and stuff. So I have time to think, and I carry a book, and I think about the length of time that it takes for people to get tight and how swiftly that can end, or how this happens or that happens, and how it is all around us and all around me and all within me. And so, yeah, once upon a time when I was a kid, I wanted to know about the kind of doo-wop scene and the lyrics of teenage love and stuff like that. You know, those songs were great to sing, Ruby Baby by Dion or the Drifters or Teenage in Love and all that stuff. But, of course, as you get a bit older, you realize it's not all chocolate and roses. So you see how the cookie does crumble. And it's very interesting to try and capture some of those moments, both glorious and inglorious.
Well, you do it well, and I always love hearing the way it comes out, too.
Cool.
You know, if you're ever around Mammoth Cave, you know, give us a shout.
Well, I know the Daniel Boone Parkway to get down to Cumberland Gap quite well. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll see you in Louisville soon.
My thanks to Robert Plants. And to you for checking out the episode. Again, hit that subscribe button before you leave so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every week. New and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 a week at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org. Consequence, YouTube for the video versions or anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating. Leave a review if you feel so inspired as well. Now, after that, you can head over to WFPK.org. Where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Squeeze, Prince, Save Ferris, Kim Deal from the Breeders, Soundgarden, Weezer, Morrissey, Otis Redding, Lucinda Williams, St. Vincent, The National, Tim Krakow, Chris Cornell, Blitz and Trapper, Swamp Dog, Jenny Lewis, Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, Beastie Boys, Nine Inch Nails, Father John Misty, Steve Vai, and my interview with Fran Healy of the band Travis. Just an example of what you can hear when you tune in weeknights starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.